Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Who freaking is? Bing, bop, boom, bop,
bing, bop, hey! Ugh. That's such a good song. It's been a minute since we recorded.
Yeah.
You know, what else is new?
What else is new?
Because we had, I was gone, you were gone, Super Bowl, you were sick.
Everything, yeah.
All the things. But we're here. We've got shit to talk about.
Yeah, we
do. We just had like a little, you know, debrief on some things that had to be talked about offline.
Right. We're not in the business of talking crap anymore to y'all.
I mean, this mouth still shares plenty of shit.
This mouth is still mouthing. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you know, we have opinions on stuff too.
Yeah.
You just don't voice them on the podcast that much.
And you know what? I've come to a place where I'm okay acknowledging that talking shit is just good for the soul.
Yeah.
It's good for the soul. Yeah. It's healthy. What I'm saying is, honestly, truth, not just opinion.
It tracks. We make sure it tracks.
But it's like an emotional purge.
It is.
You know? Because sometimes I love people and I just really need to bitch.
Yeah. And I mean, we're allowed to talk about things that we see and like our opinion on it, how something looks, or like not feeling bad for this situation or blah, 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 whatever. And y'all can do that to us too. So it's fine. It goes both ways.
And a lesson that we learned a long time ago is that
don't record it on a podcast because it'll bite you in the ass 3 months later when you think it's done.
If you wouldn't say it to their face, don't say it on a podcast. And you know what? I talk a lot of shit on this podcast, right. And sometimes I need to talk a little shit off the podcast.
And sometimes like you do change your mind in life, and it's really hard to like out of context opinion when it circulates. Like, oh man, yeah, you know, yeah, I did say that. Obviously I thought that, but I changed my mind on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's just kick this shit off with our Am I the Asshole of the, you know, week, month,
whatever.
And then we'll get into everything else.
Okay.
All right. So, ladies, my husband and I are expecting our first child this June. Both our families have been supportive and understandably excited. We recently vacated a room that will soon become the nursery. My husband,
Maggie. Maggie's a brat, y'all. She's got
attitude
She's moody today.
My husband mentioned to my mother-in-law that he was thinking of giving the room a fresh coat of paint while I was away during a specific week in February. Now, this is obviously an old one. The following week, she said she was going to take some time off work and make the drive to come stay at our house and help him paint. He told her that it wasn't a good time for him with work and that he wasn't even sure he'd end up painting then. It was just a casual idea. Since then, she's brought it up at least 5 times to us both, asking us to let her know when we'll be painting so that she can come and help. We've been non-committal because the paint job will really just be a few hours of work and we weren't looking to help or weren't looking for help. We're already visiting her in her city twice in April, and then she'll be coming to visit us again in May. So it's also not necessary for her to plan an extra trip. She's asked what else we've done to set up the nursery, and I told her I wanted to wait until after my shower in April to begin purchasing whatever wasn't gifted from my registry. She knows we've intentionally bought nothing for it ourselves and have no plans to touch it until then. Last week, my husband was passing through her city and she gave him a belated birthday gift. It's a piece of wall art for the nursery that's related to the theme that we told her we'd be using, but it doesn't match the items that I've already picked out, which she could see on the registry. It's Also, just not really my taste. She told him that if he doesn't like it in our nursery, she'll put it up in the nursery she has in her house for the grandkids. Mm-hmm. Our child will be her second. When my husband came home, I told him I didn't want to put it in our nursery because it feels like she's being pushy with this and with the painting and trying to nest for our baby preemptively on my behalf after I've already made it clear I have something specific in mind and won't be actioning it for a couple of months. Offering to put it in her house instead feels like a tactic to force us to think her point blank, to tell her point blank that we don't want to use it. And my husband has an extremely hard time with those kinds of conversations. It feels manipulative, especially as a birthday gift to him instead of a baby gift at the shower that she will be coming to in April. I'm not going to use the art and I don't feel bad about it, but my husband thinks we should use it anyway because it'll be awkward if we don't and it isn't a big deal. I told her if he feels... I told him if he feels awkward. I'm happy to have a conversation with his mom to explain that I want to pick things out for the nursery myself and what she gave us doesn't fit with what I have in mind. Am I the asshole?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It would also drive me crazy if someone like oversteps, especially decoration wise. Like, that's your house. You have to see that every day. It's your baby.
It's very personal.
It's a nursery. Yeah. Like, that would drive me crazy. And I get people wanting to help. Great. Love that. But like, let me help you help me. Stop trying to do too much. You're doing too much. Stay down.
No, I think you say, thank you. I think it's pretty easy. You thank her for her generous gift. It was so thoughtful. She got it to the theme. But, you know, it doesn't go with the things that you've already selected. So, you know, you'd love for it to be in the nursery in her home. It would be so special to have it there.
Right. That's the move, girl.
Yeah. No, I think you really kind of butter her up. And, you know, if your husband doesn't want to have the conversation, then he's a pussy, but...
Then you just do it, girl.
But I think you play it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're so thoughtful. You bought something to go with the theme.
Your nursery there, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to go with the rest of the things I have picked out. Did you have a theme planned for the nursery at your house? I think it would be great there.
Done.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Solved. Mission accomplished.
Easy. Say easy less. One. Thanks.
And okay. If he doesn't want to
do it. But no, you're
it,
not the asshole.
You just let us know. And Spencer will do it for you.
Oh, me. Yeah, me. I will.
You can do it. Tell her to listen to this
bing,
podcast.
Bop, boom, bop, bing, bing, bop, boom.
I do love that.
Can we talk about how I cannot stop thinking about Kendrick's flares
Why
at
are
the Super Bowl halftime?
Great. Love that. We're going to talk about this. Can y'all stop acting like he brought them back? They've been
I've
in.
Been wearing them.
I've been wearing a flare since 2005, Arden B. I still have the same pair. They're a little low rise, more than I want. I've worn a flare. Short girls know. Short girls, y'all already know. We love a flare. It makes us look taller.
Thick girls, you know.
He didn't bring them back, but they did look great.
They looked amazing. Literally, the first words out of my mouth when we got a look at him is I was like, are those women's jeans? I love them.
Jason
and I really
Aldean's
did.
Been wearing flares for the last 15 years. But like, I get giving credit where credit is due, but like, some act like he brought back flares.
Yeah, he didn't bring them back, but he's letting them have their moment. And I'm here for it.
Same. Absolutely. Like, you do you. And that song is such a bop. But like, he didn't bring them back. I mean, I'm just trying to say.
Well, and then there was like all this debate. So his stylist came out and said that they were from Celine.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then there was an article that went viral that was like, no, they were vintage American Eagle that he found in his girlfriend's closet before. And it's like, why
doesn't
are we
matter.
Starting rumors?
It doesn't even matter.
Also, who cares?
Who cares? They were flares.
They were flares. And I love more that they were Celine. So that's just right. What I'm choosing to believe.
I love more that they were his girlfriend's American Eagle vintage ones. Because I know somewhere in my closet, I probably got a little vintage flare somewhere.
I mean,
well, either which way, I'm glad flares are back in the rotation because same. Also, skinny jeans are hitting the market again.
And I can't listen as an avid skinny jean wearer. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't think there was a pair of jeans that I wore for a 6-year period that wasn't a jegging.
Yeah.
You know, skinny jean, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't do it again. I have gone back to a flare, to a wide leg, to a relaxed cut. I've realized the error of my ways for all those years, and I can't do it. I won't go back.
Oh, I still have skinny jeans that I've had since right after I had Fisher, right before. I still wear them. They are still in my rotation.
No.
I'm just at that point in my life where I wear what I want to wear when I want to wear and I don't care.
That's exactly now, where I am.
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I'll get dressed in the morning and I'll get halfway through my work day and I'll peep myself in the mirror and I'm like, girl, you really thought you were doing something this morning. And I'm like, that was not, like, by the end of the day, you know, your clothes kind of stretch out a little bit and you're yeah. like, ew, why did I wear that this morning? But I love a skinny jean. I'm never going to cut it out. Now, I do not
it's not that I dislike the skinny jean. Oh. I dislike it on me. Okay. I realized it was not the look for me. It was very unflattering for my body shape.
Yeah.
But I felt secure in it because they're like tight, right? So they suck everything in.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
But okay, that's fair. And my whole point is wear what you love that looks good on you.
Exactly.
And that happens to be a flare and a skinny jean. These baggy boyfriend jeans that I lean so hard into are the jeans that I wear to work and look halfway through the workday and I'm like, you really did that. And you, I spent money on it, popped the tags and wore them. Who did I think I was? They don't look good on me. They just don't. They look good if I wear a heel, but I don't wear that to work.
I
was going to say,
I feel like you're too little for them.
So
for,
stupid.
Yeah. Like unless like you're wearing brother. A big old heel.
Yeah.
You're too little for them.
And I don't wear heels to
what
work.
What a shame. What? To be oh too God. Little. Oh my God. I'm just so small.
I can't do it, guys. I just, you know, that's what that is. Moving on, guys.
Her plight in life. The hill I'm that, just too small.
The hill
cute,
that I'm dying
little.
On. What is it? The cute girl or the small and cute syndrome?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is? Or cute and small. Is it the CAS or the SAC? Either way, I'm going to die on this hill. I'm feeble. Hungry. Let's wrap this podcast up.
I just love
up.
Them so much. No, well, but it's true. But like somebody who's taller like me or, you know, childbearing hips, you know, they're going to be a little bit easier to pull
off. Oh, yeah. I see girls they look so good on. And then I think I'm that girl.
But you got a little bitty cute legs to pull off them skinny jeans. So, you know what? We're just going to do what we want.
We win some, we lose some.
That's right. That's right. You know?
Yep.
Okay. So before I came over, I was catching up on Southern Charm.
Yeah.
The one show that I know I can count on Wendy
you
to watch.
You can count on me, honey. You can count on it.
So I'm ready. I'm caught up.
Good.
And I am ready to, you know,
yeah,
break it down with you.
Let's do it.
So far.
Because I'm absolutely deceased for Shep. If I saw a coffee mug with a cartoon picture of him in that text message.
This poor son of a bitch.
This man. Have we ever seen my man so broken over a human being in our lives?
It's honestly sad. Such an ick.
It's so sad to me.
It is sad. But like, I have always been a Shep apologist.
Yeah,
okay. His
too.
Bad behavior, it's okay with me.
Because you knew what you were getting with him. He's a wild man. Like he said, I've been wild. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. We know. Mm-hmm. We've watched it. But like, I don't. Maybe it was because he still was like kind of like manly in like his ways. I don't know. Like, but
he's trying so
this
hard
is an
to hang
ick
on,
for me.
And it's like, bro, give it a rest. Like, there's nothing. She does not like you. She did
but
not
also,
like you.
She's an asshole.
She really is.
And I don't
like her.
I don't know how. Have you? Did you download TikTok now that you can again?
Yeah.
Okay.
TikTok, yeah.
Thank God.
People sent it to me. They're like, now you can get it back. I was like, okay, because I didn't have it for a while because
I know
was not able to.
Literally, somebody. Well, somebody had sent me a workaround, and they like in my DMs on TikTok, and they're like, obviously Wendy won't see this, so you need to download it and send it to her. And it was a workaround, so you could still get on TikTok without having the app.
Dang. Okay.
Basically, it was like you would log in to the website in your browser and then bookmark it to your home screen.
Oh.
So you would tap on this link on your home screen as if you were tapping on the app, but it would just take you to the web page for TikTok. So you could do it that
gosh.
Way.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
And it was literally like the next day they added it back to
gotcha.
The app store. So
well,
I didn't
you
even.
You texted me at like 2 a.m. that I could get it back. And then
yeah.
other people had DM'd me and they were like, it's back on the app store. And yeah. I was like, okay, so I got it back. So yes, I'm back on there.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw or not then, but Sienna. She, so she came on, said she was going to go live and answer people's questions about everything.
Yeah.
And I guess she didn't get the like wild response that she thought she would.
Of
so
course.
She was like, so then she deleted it and she made another video that said, well, I guess nobody wants me to go live. They don't like that idea. So I guess I'll just do like a multi-part series
okay.
here. And she started recording those and then deleted those as well. Because again, they were Big Nothing burgers. I don't know if right. they're still there. If she only deleted some of them or whatever, but yeah, they were Big Nothing burgers. She didn't share any real information. It was basically what we already knew, girl. The only thing that she contested was that she didn't reach out or that she didn't match with Whitney first.
Oh, right.
That Whitney DM'd her. So they hadn't actually matched. Yeah. Whitney. Okay, so that was
then
like,
Patricia was trying to fight for him.
I also like, my man is
so nasty.
50 some years old.
That man is almost 60 years old. What are y'all doing? Why?
And people I have think seen he's cute. So many videos that he people have shared well right on now. TikTok.
He is out on something, right?
He is in these clubs.
And he's such a douche.
Looking a mess.
Sam, do you want to see the biggest house in Charleston?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Gross. First of all, you don't have the biggest house in Charleston.
No.
So.
But he's on something.
No, they're. Something's not right.
The videos that were circulating of these 22-year-old girls.
Literally, children compared to him. This man is in his mid-50s. What are you doing trying to fuck 21-year-olds?
He is so ugly to me.
Oh, I used to like understand with the money how people... No. I wasn't attracted to him, but I could understand how somebody could convince themselves mm-hmm. to be attracted to him, especially when you factor in like the money and like the flashy lifestyle. And no, absolutely not. He looks like somebody's rocker grandfather hanging on for dear life. He is weathered. He looks so like he was weathered. Ridden hard and put away wet. The lifestyle's not being kind to him. And you know what? This is me talking shit. And I would say.
And he had them geriatric shoes on the other day.
That's okay.
Right. Them geriatric shoes on the other day trying to play his guitar, picking a little guitar string.
Can't.
You need to stop. And you need to get your little multivitamins and go sit on the couch with your tea and watch a good show. Watch Southern Charm, pal. Pow, big guy.
Yeah. Pew, pew. I just can't. So, but anyways, she just. Is so
she's but wasn't she accused from the beginning of wanting to just be on the show for the clout, and here she is kind of like proven that to be true.
Right. She's like, oh, I didn't even know the show. My grandmother was obsessed with it or some shit like that.
I didn't even know who they were. Okay.
I think you know, her biggest gripe, and here's the thing, I think two things can be true. Her biggest gripe is that she felt used for the show in a sense that like Shep really needed a redemption, like redemption season. Theory, yeah. And she felt like the show kind of used her for that. I think that can be true. I don't disagree. I think he did need a redemption season. He needed a season where people saw him with a love interest that he was, quote, serious with and not just fucking around being his typical Shep playboy self that we've watched on TV for the last decade. But I also think that she is a clout chaser.
Yeah.
She saw an opportunity to get on TV, get connected to rich people. I think Shep, and obviously we don't know his finances at all.
No.
I think Shep lives off a trust where he doesn't have just this massive pot of money sitting somewhere. Yeah. I think he gets his money staggered.
He tells everybody all the time it's mailbox money. He gets his checks in the mail.
Right.
But I disagree with that. I think he has invested very well because back in the old seasons, he did investments.
No, he probably has.
And he's turned over some pretty big.
But he, if you look at his house, he's got this modest house in Isle of Palms. If you've ever been to Isle of Palms, some of these houses out here are crazy.
Yeah, but he still paid a premium for that house, I bet.
Of course, it's still a very expensive house. Yeah. All the houses are. But what I'm saying is if you are coming from another country thinking you met this guy who is literally on this show for being wealthy and, you know, having this generational wealth and this legacy and this, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to think it's just like people that live in other countries think all Americans are rich beyond, you know, wild imaginations and live in these huge houses. You move here, they come visit and they realize that's actually not the case.
Yeah.
So I think she had this image of what her life could potentially be with this guy who's known for being a trust fund rich kid and on a TV show and you know, famous and whatever. And she was expecting to come have this boyfriend where she gets to live the high life. And she's like, oh, he's not as rich as I thought he was.
I think that part is true, but I think it's because Shep doesn't want that lifestyle. I think he doesn't give a shit. I think Shep loves living a very modest lifestyle and does have a lot of money, but doesn't give a shit about what it looks like. I truly believe he doesn't, well, clearly he does not care about his image of what he looks like. And I think by her visiting and seeing that, I think that part is true, that she was like, oh damn, like he doesn't want it. He doesn't care about that. He's not going to wine you and dine you to that level.
The flashy lifestyle.
And she just does not have that with Shep. I think he could if he wanted to, but he don't care about that.
No. And I think her assumption is because he doesn't live that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the means to live that way.
Cause when he said that, they were like, do you not think you're rich enough for her? He's like, no. I'm like, dang. Like, that's kind of crazy to get that vibe. So, yeah, it's probably like she thought she was about to.
Especially when that's literally why you were cast on this show, is because you are a hot, you were a hot trust fund and your baby who wasn't Shepherd a baby, Rose, who was in his 30s.
Right. Shepherd Rose sounds like a rich kid all the way.
Yeah.
I mean,
born and raised in Hilton Head, and, you know.
Yeah. It, like, no, I agree. She does seem like she just came on and wanted the clout, wanted a rich boyfriend.
And I'm sure she love bombed the shit out of him, which is why he is like.
Yeah, he hooked so quick.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Is that the term?
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker. That's right.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fisherman, but like, I know.
Got him.
When it comes to love.
That's right. You're a hopeless romantic. Look at you go. Taylor Swift. But yeah, I mean, it's so wild to see him at, like this. And Taylor is still so in love with him. I will never be convinced otherwise.
I agree.
And the fact that she's
eaten her up on this trip in the Bahamas. The fact that she's still on this
show and acting like this and rolling her eyes and like, why are you here? Why are you here?
Why?
What are you doing?
And Gaston, I said, ain't no fucking way somebody actually named their child Gaston.
She was a big Beauty and the Beast fan, I guess.
Gaston, are you kidding me?
Gaston.
Ain't no way. Robbie heard it on the TV. Right. He was like, did I just hear that right? Is his name Gaston? I said, you did hear that right. He was like, what the fuck? I don't know. Molly, I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
I understand you might not get that.
I'm neutral ground with her, actually. I'm very neutral on Molly.
I need Shep to see her, to like really see her. I need them to be together. She knows who he is.
Yeah.
She likes him anyways. She thinks all his weird shit, like the reading the letter about the freckles on the lips. She thought that was like so romantic and endearing.
What's that horn she plays? What's that thing called? A Cupertron? Something stupid. What's it called?
What is she
playing? It ain't a tuba. I think it's in the tuba fam.
I don't know.
What is that?
It's not a tuba?
No.
What?
It's a Cupertron.
A Cupertron. What does Molly play?
No. It's not Southern the string charm. Fam. It's in the brass fam, I think.
You are correct. It's because she was talking about, because it looks like a tuba. Euphonium.
You sound you were close. Euphonium. Euphonium. Like if somebody's fake, I'm like euphonium. If you were in the band, you'd be a euphonium.
Yeah, it's in the family of brass instruments.
Didn't I know it?
Put that's you in an orchestra.
That's almost like a cubatron as well.
Anyways, I am obsessed with her. I remember I didn't even watch Next Top Model religiously, and I do remember her because I remember the hair incident. I love her, and I need Shep to kind of open his eyes to her.
She doesn't fit into me. Like she's a little bit and bland right now, and I think that's why I'm so neutral on her.
Honestly, I think she's like too good of a person to fit in.
Yeah, that's probably it. She needs to talk a little shit.
She's so nice. She's like relatively normal.
Right.
I think that like.
She plays in the brass band. Of course she's. She doesn't belong in Southern Charm.
No. Yeah. She doesn't fit in, but I kind of like her for that. Mm. But yet she still does fit in, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, they're all friends. She's not, like, awkward, I don't think, as, like, part of the group.
No, I agree. Taylor's more awkward than she is. Like, Taylor does honestly, not need to be
why
there.
Why the fuck is Taylor there? Know. She's not friends with anybody. Nobody likes Taylor.
That's what I'm saying. It's just eye
after
rolling
and awkward. All that shit that went down between Olivia her and Shep and her and Olivia and her and Austin. Nobody likes you. Mm-mm. Why are you here? She contributes nothing to the show. No. Listen, call me a Taylor hater. I am a Taylor hater till the day is done. Maybe I would like her in real life. I hate, despise her on this show.
Yeah.
Somebody else I despise on the show, Leva. Why is Leva a castmate? No. Why do we have 14 castmates when we see the same like six people? Leva doesn't need to be on the show.
No.
Leva is mid-40s, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've looked up all of them just like as a psycho.
But like she contributes nothing.
She's only on she's it like every what, a twat episode.
Anytime she's on.
It says three words.
Yeah, I'm not into Leva. I've never been into Leva. I need her off the show.
Agreed.
Then there's that other new castmate who didn't even get invited to the reunion. No, the guy. Well, apparently Rodrigo was a castmate this year.
Yeah.
Again, he's hardly ever on. Why is he a castmate? But there's another guy that I can't. That shows you how often he's on. I literally can't think of his name. And he didn't even get. He's in the credits, everything. He didn't even get a seat. At the reunion.
I don't even know.
He's that irrelevant. Wow. Leva's there.
Leva's always there, though.
But, you know, this guy's not. Rodrigo, Leva.
Well, same thing with JT. Like, JT needs to just, like, I mean, oh my
God. I feel bad for JT.
I do, too. Okay, this is the thing. I feel bad for JT because he is really easy to target. But he's also such a little troll and, like, a dweeb. And I'm like, you know, it was probably good that he just left the show entirely. But I do want to know what that was over because...
Yeah,
I'm curious.
So Vanita has redeemed herself this season so far for me. Yeah. That might be a hot take. I wasn't a Vanita fan before then. Again,
but
I
did
felt
you see
like
the drama that hit yesterday of her with the. Where they edited the show.
Yes.
Did you see the girlfriend came back and was like, actually, I have screenshots and receipts. You did know he was with a girlfriend. You and I met when we were together and I was introduced to his girlfriend.
So I didn't see this.
Yeah.
But
that came out today.
Oh, okay. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
But I was just listening yesterday or the day before to the episode of The Vile Files that Vanita was on.
Oh, okay.
And she mentioned... something along those lines that the girlfriend had reached out to her. She knew there was a girlfriend, but like, I forget at where it was on the timeline and the context and all that. So, but either way, Vanita has kind of had a redeeming season for me.
She doesn't bother me either way. Honestly, like she's also,
I just didn't understand why she was on the show before. Yeah. She wasn't, didn't seem organically connected to anybody. Mm-hmm. And it felt, and listen, this is probably not going to look good. For me, it just seemed like they needed a DEI castmate.
Yeah.
They needed to get a black person on the show so people would stop saying the show was racist.
But I think that's why Leva, if we're going to say it, and I have no issues at all. I don't care who's on the show. I think that's why they keep Leva on the show. And I think that I would agree with you. I think it's that. Now, Vanita's always been either hot or cold each season. And I'm kind of like neutral on her too because she doesn't really bother me truly. Like she's just... I think it's good that she clapped back and was like, no, don't edit me this way. But also, she doesn't overly fit in with everybody to an degree.
I feel like this year, though,
it
is the first time that I see her being like an actual member of the group. And I'm like, okay, why couldn't they have shown us that she had real connections to everybody the first season that she was on? It just felt so out of
checking
place.
Boxes of like, okay, we have.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. I'm like, surely there was somebody connected to them that would have been a more organic, you know, relationship. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the thing with JT, and I love Craig.
Yeah.
Craggy's I'm a
I know,
Craig Stan.
We love Craig.
I do
we really
think
love Craig.
That Craig has an interesting relationship with the truth.
Yeah.
I think that Craig is lying on his name. I think Craig has made this stuff up.
What in the world? So this last episode, if y'all watched, he is adamant it was said. And I kept waiting for them to like roll that beautiful bean footage, like play it back.
They don't have it.
That's what I'm saying. So I
because you know they would play it if they had it.
But the way that, they would. The way that he is like double down on like Shep being there. And y'all know you heard this. And I'm like, does he truly believe his lie that he heard it?
I think he does. This is not... Craig has a long history of being adamant that things are done or things are said and there's no proof and nobody to corroborate his story. And he triples down. I mean, when he believes that something has happened.
And you know what? Hey, he does. By all means.
Good for you, brother.
If that's it, that's it. Like, that is the way to be if you're going to do
but
it.
But I do think that
yeah,
there wasn't truth to this, yeah, especially like the it. Bitch comment.
Right.
I don't and we know do. About we the love Madison Craig here, but accusations, yeah, I think old Craigie boy is kind of falling into old habits. And the other thing I have said before, this is kind of unrelated, but Craig and Paige, right? Yeah. I have said that I feel like during the time of their relationship that I think Paige brought out like good things in Craig.
Uh-huh.
Watching this season though and knowing that it's kind of like the beginning of the end of their relationship,
mm-hmm.
I feel very differently. I feel like this is a really ugly version of Craig that we're seeing on this season. And it a lot of the traits or behaviors mm-hmm. are reminiscent of Paige's
so
traits
you would say
and
I was right when I said that she brings out the mean girl in him. I've always said that.
I'm gonna say that I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. I mean I do think that, yes, and I have always said that, like, I do believe that she is bringing out like these, I don't know what it is, why, and maybe it's just that they're not the right fit, but
bitchy. He's
truly
bitchy.
He is. And it's, yeah. And we did have a couple good seasons of Craig where it was like, okay, cool. He's like grown and he's like,
and that's why I say, like, I think that she pushed him professionally to be a, like,
yeah,
a grown up finally.
But then he got too good for his friends and I don't play that game. Mm-mm. That's not cool. Because
no, I feel so bad for Austin.
Yeah. Okay.
Austin's having a redemption season.
Listen, while we're confessing, y'all have never heard me say what I'm about to say.
No, and I'm about to be thrilled because I've always loved Austin.
Yeah.
Which was unpopular.
I've never, ever, ever, ever liked Austin. He's always gotten my nerves. I feel like he's such a dork. I don't even know. In this season, I think I like him. I can't believe it because he's a very good friend. He's showing that he's a good friend. He's calling him out to a point. No, I mean, I understand this last episode. He wasn't saying anything when he Craig was like, you're not even
there.
But like Austin, I do think is a good friend. And I think that we're really seeing that this year. I mean, Craig has been really nasty to him. And like you said, we love Craig here, but when he was like, this is who I am. And if you don't like this, then you can leave.
Offering to buy him out of the show 30,000, and all this like, shit. Yeah. Like
Austin was a good friend. And I'm like, yeah. I've never seen this almost like mature side of Austin. So yeah. I think you're right. He is having a very much of a redemption season. And I actually like this Austin version of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, wow, I never thought I was ever going to come around to that.
Wow. I think he's had a lot of growth. I was going to say, I think he's growing up. His relationship with Madison.
Yeah. Finally.
I think the fact that they can have this fun, like, relationship, friendship, and even Madison and him in one scene, they were like, is this what it could have been like for us this yeah. whole time? Like, we could yeah. have just enjoyed each other.
So do you think though that it's weird how they are? Because like, I've been talking to some clients about it, and the main consensus, and I'd be curious what y'all think too, the main consensus is that they're like not really over each other. That's what some people on like even Reddit are saying, and that they still got this like special bond. Like, I'm sure that it's just for filming, but like, would you really want your spouse going to lunch and ripping shots, you know, with their ex-boyfriend, and like, they're still kind of kindred spirits? You can see it on the show.
I actually feel the opposite. I feel like they're able to have the,
like, a friendship,
the
now
friendship
versus,
that they okay. have now, because they are finally truly over one another.
Okay.
I think she is happily married. She's moving on in her life. I think that he finally like healed whatever
yeah.
damage he had
well,
from their
relationship now too. Like,
right. Maybe I think he's really with somebody who is normal, uh-huh. has a normal job, doesn't want anything to do with the show. Is probably a very healthy dynamic for him.
Yeah.
So I think it's the opposite. I think they're finally able to like have a true platonic friendship and enjoy each other
uh-huh.
because they're so far removed from okay. the relationship.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I was one of their partners, I think I would be
fine with it.
Okay with
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. If that, I mean, yes, for sure. If that's what it is.
Now, if they were only hanging out alone and never like, I wasn't ever a part of it.
Yeah.
As like the new girlfriend or whatever, or like her husband, then I'd be like, okay, like it's a little weird that like you only hang out alone. Like that doesn't sit well with me, but I highly doubt that that's the case, especially because of the friend group dynamic.
Yeah.
All right. That's my take on it.
Yeah. Like I said, I'd be curious other people's take on it. Cause I could see it both ways. Truthfully. Like I've had this conversation with clients just like in talking about the show and I could see it both ways. Cause I feel like I can definitely see that they still have a little bit of a spark there.
I mean, they definitely have chemistry, but I don't think they would have been in a relationship if they, their relationship lasted as long as it did because they had that chemistry and they couldn't let it go with all the shit. But I think you can have great chemistry with people and it not be romantic.
Yeah.
And I think they've tried to have it be like this romantic chemistry and it just isn't. Now they get to have it in a different form.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
No, I mean, that's valid.
Okay. I want to talk about Love is Blind.
Yeah. Let's
where are you at?
Okay. I'm called all the way up to where we're at the wedding. Like it went
off. Thank God. So you've watched all the episodes that exist.
Okay. First of all, all the guys do look the same. Like we're saying.
They are Midwest mashed potato face.
Right. It's unbelievable. And when people are like, why do they all look the same? It's like, y'all, that might be the only kind of guy out there. Do you know what I mean? Like Midwest regionally.
Mashed potato face. Right. Well, I mean, they're in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The fact that there wasn't more diversity on this season is kind of shocking
to me.
They
could not have found more of sextuplets. Like, the TV version, the Amazon version, the Wish version. I mean, it is so true. But then also, some of the women kind of, like, look very similar. It's like, holy crap.
But the men's, somebody put like a grid
up of that's what I saw.
And all the men, and I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
I didn't even realize how much they looked alike because I guess I thought I was just watching the same person over and over. It didn't even occur to me. And then I saw it all lined up on the grid and I was like, oh, but y'all have to see that. We need to post it because it literally is like the same copy and paste. I mean, sometimes you might have had a little bit of a, like a little tweak in it, but other than that, no, they look the same. It's kind of crazy.
Literally. Okay. And obviously, if you're still watching this, like there's spoilers in this section of the show.
Spoiler alert, they all look alike.
Okay. So let's go couple by couple. I want to know your thoughts.
All right. Let me pull up their faces because
Yep. So, well, we'll start off easy. So Devin and Virginia.
Love them.
Okay. do you think they're going to get married?
I think...
Unfortunately, I saw a spoiler and I know everyone that gets married. Oh, so I'm not going to weigh in.
I want you to tell me if they...
You know, I'll tell you off the show.
Okay, tell me off the show because you know I love it.
I know you do love a spoiler. I do. You are so strange.
I don't know why I'm like that. Hold on. I'm trying to find the people. I do think... I don't know. I think their political conversation messed them up.
She was very bothered that his family votes Republican.
Yeah, I think that was tough. And I feel like it shifted watching them.
I agree.
But I really like them together. And I feel like that they have something really nice. Yeah, I do think they're still going to get married.
I think that, well, first of all, they talk about her like she is geriatric. She's 33 and he's 29. Like, can we not talk about her as if she is shriveling up and dying? But also, like, their opposition to the prenup is so strange to me.
Oh, why?
Your son is getting married in an experiment where he's known this person for weeks.
Yeah.
You don't think it's normal that you, like, that they would want to protect themselves?
Gotcha.
If, God forbid, something didn't work out. It's not that they have doubts in the relationship or the marriage, although it would be perfectly normal if they did.
Yeah.
But like, this is a social experiment.
But he said that once he explained it to him, that it made sense to them. He was like, yeah, they totally understood that in that way.
He says that, but it keeps coming up. I feel like, I don't know if they totally are over it.
I don't, well, when I was watching today, cause I caught up on all of them
and maybe I'm missing, he was just not remembering correctly, but
no, I mean, he was just like, yeah, I'm going to sign it. Like I have no issues. The family,
I know he didn't necessarily have issues.
The family attorney looked at it and he was like, yeah, my mom said that she understands. Okay. Like he says that on the ones that I watched.
I'm not going to lie. This is the most boring season of the show. So there have been several points where I tuned out and or fast forwarded because I'm like, holy shit. These people are very normal people. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
But it's boring.
Normal
TV
doesn't necessarily make great TV. Mm-mm. I think that is why we got so many pod episodes, because they did 6 pod episodes. That's more than they've ever done.
They need to stop. Not do it again.
I actually love the pods is my favorite part. No. So I loved having that, or I would have loved having that many, except they, I, and my theory is that the Madison, mm-hmm. the artist, quote artist,
right?
I she's the only fucking Looney Tunes crazy one right. that was giving good TV.
Yeah.
I think, and she doesn't make it out of the pods.
Right.
So I think we had so many pod episodes so that they could give Crazy Pants as much airtime as possible.
To hook people in.
Right. I, really, because otherwise, what was the point? You showed the same,
but I feel like we like get 5
conversations over and over and over.
I feel like we get more good TV in that middle ground when they go on their like trip
in
and the they start seeing what they missed out on. Yeah, when they start seeing what they miss out on, that's when you really start to see people get, whether it be surface level and they're like attracted to somebody, that's when you really see the drama.
But I think that was another thing missing from this season is you didn't really have that because there wasn't a whole lot of crossover. Come to find out, there has been a little bit.
I've seen couples that made it and they're still together. Also, like the couple that was like brother and sister, they're engaged. They didn't make it out of the, they didn't make it on the show long term. Who is that couple? I'll have to show you a picture. They look like brother and sister. It's crazy. They look like twins. Very strange, but they're still together, but they never made it onto the rest of the show.
Yeah, there was 2 couples that got engaged I guess didn't.
Well, so on Devin and Virginia's stuff, he said that he gave it to their family attorney. They looked at it. His mom was like, yep, I totally agree. Like she understood. It made sense why we do it. Because basically what they both agreed to with the prenup was that they come in with all their debts, their response before. They come in with all their assets that they were responsible for. Anything they accrue together, they would figure it out. God forbid it happened.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's what they said. It's like, okay.
Which is so smart and makes perfect sense.
And that's especially exactly what they said on the show.
When she walks into a 28-year-old man's apartment that is, you know, is a bleak apartment that you would expect for a single guy.
Yeah.
But he's got, you know, a whole stack of $700 shoes and he's, you know, you're like, okay, well, you know, how financially responsible are you?
Yeah.
I want to protect my shit because I'm working hard. I'm trying to be a millionaire in a couple years. Exactly. Okay, great. Totally get it. I do like them. I think that he had a really good connection with Brittany.
Brittany. But Brittany is what they were saying on the show. He calls her Brittany.
Yeah, but she says it's Brittany.
Oh my God, I can't. It's stupid.
However, my one big gripe against him was, well, 2 actually. My first one is my dude going on telling this sob story about how he has this addiction.
Eating Advils and stuff.
Right. And then it's like, I was taking 20 ibuprofen a day at one point.
Wouldn't he be dead?
Oh, okay. Like that's a, first of all, ibuprofen, you can't be addicted to it.
Your liver is not good.
Your liver is probably mad at you, but guess what? That's like 4 prescription strength ibuprofen a day. You're fine.
Oh,
you're not an addict. Like nothing is wrong with you. That's, right. You know what? I got a sore back. I'm probably taking that same amount during a day.
Stop.
Like get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was just, first of all, you're an idiot. My back hurts. What should I do? Take ibuprofen. You've never heard of ibuprofen as a 20-something-year-old man. You had to Google it. You're a moron. So I definitely had a problem with that. Okay. That alone would be cause for concern. Okay. Yeah. He tells Brittany she couldn't be more understanding and empathetic. I'm laughing. Yeah. Okay. And she's crying. You know, couldn't be right. me. Couldn't she's be like, you. Oh, you poor sweet thing. You were addicted to ibuprofen. Fucking moron.
Rest in peace, my man.
And then she opens up with how she was, you know, curious in women.
Oh, yes.
And he was so
he couldn't get
gross.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't get
about
past
his reaction to it. And that was it.
He was trying to play it cool, but he did not play it cool.
He did not play cool. I was like, good for her then for ending it and being like, you know what? I'm not okay with the way that you reacted to that. Like, it was so crazy to me. You come sideways about this ibuprofen thing.
Yeah.
And she opens up about something that was actually a big life thing.
Right.
And you treat her exactly how she said she was afraid to be treated about it. Anyways, I had a problem with that. Daniel, so those 2 things.
Okay.
But we can move on from them.
Yeah, no.
I'm over it. I do like him with Virginia.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after if they get married.
Okay. Daniel and Taylor.
Okay. I'm real salty about the way they edited the Instagram thing. Because what, again, boringest season ever. So what a big nothing burger. They had to give us something.
Yeah.
How embarrassing for her that she, one, had to admit that she has the unfollower app on her phone.
Yep.
Embarrassing.
Yep.
Two, that she scrolled in silence for looking, all those minutes looking and then couldn't find him. He looked like he was sweating bullets. I thought
for sure, though, that she called him. I was like, oh my God, did he really do it?
I think he genuinely couldn't say for certain if he had or hadn't. Yeah. And he was nervous that she would see him. Because I do think that if he had, it would have been an innocent thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still not totally convinced that he didn't know. I don't think he knew who she was. How the fuck would he know who she was? They didn't know people going on the show like beforehand. Like, I just don't think it's possible that he did look like he was
sweating though. I mean,
he looked nervous.
I was like, oh, he's definitely going to get caught.
But I think he was nervous because he couldn't say definitively that he didn't follow her. And he was nervous because he loved her. And like, I totally get that.
Yep.
I think they are so well matched.
I like them. Yeah.
I love them together.
I love that their relationship now that they're able to recognize, like when she was like, well, he was really patient with me when I was, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like she owned her shit and he owned it. Like, I love that about them. And neither one are like pointing fingers. You remember Amber and Barnett, whenever they would like call each other out any chance they see. I mean, they're still together, so obviously it worked. But like, and for a while.
With child.
Yes. For a while, it seemed like they were like kind of petty with each other. And I don't get that from them. They don't seem petty about their like relationship. And I think that's so cool to like to see people that don't know each other and like end up dating for a couple weeks and they worked something like that out. I was like,
I really liked with them that they got their parents together the first time they met. Yeah,
that was cute. Yeah.
Because they talk about how family is so important to them. Yep. And like, I thought that was really nice.
Yeah. And it was funny when they were like making jokes to each other, like, well, we're gonna have to get Christmas this time. They're like, no, you're gonna have to split it. I was like, that's cute that they are.
Her mom was a little intense though. I was like, girlfriend needs to chill out.
Right.
Yeah. But I liked how his mom checked her, but like did so very respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're adult children and you can't control everything they are going to do. I was like, yeah, you tell her.
Yeah. Like, reminders.
She needs to take a chill pill.
That's right.
She was a little aggressive. But no, I really enjoy them. I think they're very genuine. I think they're well matched. I love that they're both obsessed with Christmas.
Yes. That is really cute.
Yeah. I think they're good.
Yep. Ben and Sarah.
Wow. Well, how much do I want to say before I get canceled? I think that they are really poorly matched.
Yeah.
I think that both of them are just so obsessed with the idea of fulfilling their time on TV.
Wanting it to work and wanting to be the couple that succeeded. And, you know,
I don't even know if it's that. Mm. I think it might be part that. I think they're trying to get as much airtime as possible.
Yeah.
Neither one of them hear the other. She is so hell-bent to do this performative social justice shit.
Yeah.
And
but I feel that, but I, that's why I was saying earlier, like, I feel like with her, she just wants to come out of this, like, she's a I's dotted, T's crossed person and wants to fulfill this all the way through and be this perfect couple that it works. It might not work on you. That's okay. And I get that vibe from her and him a little bit too, but her especially, like, you're fighting for something that ain't going to work. This is not going to work.
She talks at him.
Yeah.
First of all, like, girlfriend, your first sign that he wasn't right for you is when you say, how do you feel about BLM and the George Floyd shit, which happened in their city?
Yep.
And he says, I don't really know much about it.
Yeah.
You know about it. It happened in your city. Right. So if you're telling her, I don't know, that means you and I aren't going to see eye to eye. And I don't want to discuss it. And I can't.
They're not going to see eye to eye on the religion thing. They're not going to see. That's going to bleed into every. So all the big things that happen out in your, like you said, in your city, that's obviously something that she's very passionate about. That's right. Going to bleed into your day-to-day life. Like, that's going to be there. Kids and religion, that is your day-to-day life. Marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you guys can't get on the same page, yeah. How do you expect to live your lives and have children and raise children?
It's going to be a fight every life event. Every time something happens, guess what they're going to do? They're going to fight. They're not going to see eye to eye. Yeah. Why are they even together at this point?
It makes no sense to me. But that's what I say. Like, I also feel like her shit's very performative. Yeah. I think she uses a lot of like keywords that she knows are going to sound good and make her, I'm an ally.
She's trending
I'm this. Okay, well, what does that mean for you, Sarah? Yeah. How are you an ally?
Yeah, what are you doing?
How are you supporting these matters that are important to you, okay? So, and then for him, you know, on his side, it's like, okay, even if he did look into what the things that are important to her and see, hey, I feel the same way. These things are important to me too, blah, blah, blah. Your church, your religion, you are downplaying it because you know that she feels very anti-religious.
Yeah.
How do you expect that to work? You guys are not gonna see eye to eye. She came to that church service and sat there looking the most miserable. Yes,
and
wench.
Not even looking at the preacher. Like when I was watching it, she was looking to the right and the man was on the left. Like she was just like zoning out.
She was again disassociating.
Neither one of the things that y'all care, and that's okay. Neither one of the things that y'all care the most about are not aligning. Y'all are gonna fight. Right. Indefinitely over these things, or one of you are going to sacrifice it for 5 minutes and then hate the other one and resent them in 2 weeks. No, like that's, right. That's, those are big things in relationships. I don't know how they didn't hash that out in the pods and be like, okay, this is not going to work.
They talked about crazy. It. I thought there's no way these two are going to make it out of the pods, and then they get engaged. And then I'm like, okay, well now I know they're just doing this for TV time because they make no sense. But like, she's talking to him about the religious piece and, you know, every step of the way, every time they talk about it, which is every fucking episode, it comes up multiple times.
Because that's how big of a deal it is to each one of them.
But that's a newsflash, but she's not hearing him.
Right.
He's saying, this church is important to me. I feel welcome and accepted here. Like, this is my happy place. Right. I feel safe here. And she's like, I don't like that they didn't open it up welcoming LGBTQ members. So maybe we can find a church that works for both of us. No, you don't even want to come to church. Well, Why are you forcing this man out of a place that he has already told you he's gone to for years that makes him feel safe and happy and that he knows is inclusive. You're saying, I can see I don't align with your church's views.
I didn't feel this. Well, I didn't feel that. Well, you didn't pay attention, first of all.
You didn't pay attention. You went to one service and like, you know, realistically, there's maybe one person in that church that falls in that community.
Right.
Like, are they supposed to, I don't know. As I said.
They're not going to work.
They're not going to work. It bothers me that he is dismissing the importance of her things to her by thinking they can just work through it. And she's not hearing him and dismissing his stuff altogether. It's going to be bad. I really, for both of their sakes, I hope that they don't get engaged.
They already got engaged.
Or married.
Okay.
I think the sister and the sister's partner, mind your business. Right. See your way out. So fucking aggressive.
So aggressive.
I don't like. Nothing about them I like.
Yeah.
The one thing that I will give her credit for, her being Sarah, is because there's been some like weird shit that's come out about him.
Yeah.
Have you heard about like the YouTube cards and stuff?
No.
Okay. I'll get to that. But so I don't know if you remember, but before, like when they were filming the season, a girl made a TikTok that went viral talking about basically that he was just a fuckboy and ghosted her or whatever. Yeah. Well, he had seen it and blocked her. Oh, I saw
that
he brought that up to her. She brought it up to him when they were home.
Well, she was reading something. She was like, oh my God. He's like, what's that face for?
Yeah. So she was talking about the video, which she said she had already seen the video when they were out.
Yeah.
She made it seem like she was just seeing it on the couch there with him. She already knew about it.
Yeah.
Well, he had also already seen it, and he didn't bring it up to her. He had, like, blocked the girl, whatever, and, you know, he kind of downplays it.
Well, first he said she blocked him, then he blocked her, then they blocked...
Oh, like, he was sketchy as shit.
Yeah, they kept changing. I was like, wait, who blocked who? And how did you know that y'all got unblocked to reblock again? Like, whatever.
He was sketchy as shit. He wasn't going to bring it up or discuss it with her. He was going to bury it and keep it, you know, try and hide it. And
not on TikTok. You was hoping for that blackout, won't you, buddy? Right.
But I did like that she was like, I hear you and I'm going to believe what you're saying, but I'm not going to dismiss what she's saying.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was a really healthy way for her to like hear the accusations being made against him without just freaking out, which would be very normal in this high pressure situation.
Right.
But also like giving her partner the benefit of the doubt to what he was saying too. Mm-hmm. So I did like how she handled that. Yeah. And she was like, listen, you need to be really honest with me now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm not going to be so understanding if more shit comes out. Exactly. So I liked how she handled that situation. I thought it was really like mature and whatnot. So his thing, the shit that's come out about him is that he used to like hook up with girls. And he had a YouTube channel that he was trying to get to blow up. Uh-huh. And he had business cards.
Okay.
With his name on it and his photo and said YouTuber.
Okay.
With the YouTube. And he would leave it.
On the nightstand?
Uh-huh. And he would leave it. All these girls have come out of the woodwork.
With them.
Mm-hmm. That have gotten his YouTube cards.
I did hear briefly about, I didn't realize. But
that is.
Jesus.
So embarrassing.
That's so cringy. Stop it right
now. So bad. Okay. Ew. Anyways, moving on.
Monica and Joey.
Love.
They're cute. Yeah.
The sock bin was the only time I have laughed out loud watching this show. The fact that Joey could not get past the communal sock bin was same hilarious.
Though, same though. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, see, totally normal to me.
What?
Listen, we would grab anybody's socks. Socks for socks.
Get out of town.
Robbie and I do that now. Robbie and I share socks. Socks are socks. Oh, they're black. They're black Under Armour socks. It's the only kind we buy.
Dead. Y'all share socks. Y'all got a communal.
Yeah.
Oh my, we need to poll our people. I'm tripping because I can't get past it either. I'm like, just, wait, what?
They're just feet. I don't know.
You
like
Midwesterns. Jeez Louise. That's
the
crazy.
The communal sock thing did not weird me out.
What was
because
the word?
Because I'm a communal sock girly.
Well, of course I didn't.
You know, but his reaction to it had me rolling. Yeah.
They
oh
made
my God.
Me laugh when they were at their little date. And what was the word that she kept saying? And they were cracking up. What was that word?
I don't remember.
She kept saying a word over and over. And he was like,
wrong? Like
no,
she was like,
no, but he was just like, why are you saying that so much? They were laughing about it though. And I was like, what?
Oh, I don't remember.
God, what word was it, y'all? I can't remember.
I don't know. I think they're
cute.
They're very cute together. Her sister pissed me off, but like when they first met, and she was like, I can't tell you why I don't like him. I just don't like him for you. But he clocked her so fast and was like, your sister's jealous of you.
Yep.
Like, you need to get that in check because that's not normal.
Right.
I just really love them together.
I like them too. I think they're very normal. They're very cute. Like, they match very well. They're, like, light and easygoing, but, like, you can tell they have good conversation and, like, deep conversation. They're connected.
They genuinely like each other. And I think, like, I did not... It was interesting in the pods. I was sure that when they met each other, she wasn't going to be into him.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was like, ain't no way she's going to be happy when she sees him. And then she came out and she kept doing that. You know, she was bent, you know, over trying to doing the tall girl. I'm trying to hide my height kind of thing. But I was like, oh my God. Oh, she actually really likes him.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't like an act. She actually really likes his long hair and like his his vibe.
But I think that's because they were so connected. Like, I never got that vibe that she would be like that. But
I don't remember why I thought that. Because Robbie felt the same way because we were watching it together and he was like, she's going to be so upset when she sees him. And she wasn't. We were both like confused. But I don't remember why we thought that.
Oh, that is so funny.
Thinking back to the pods. But no, love them.
David and Lauren.
Okay. David, he just needs to go suck on his sister's teats.
What? I mean, that, okay. Out of all the seasons, Right. Out of all the seasons, how long have y'all been dating? Why did your sister let you come on a dating show if you're already with her?
My only jealous? Thought, because that's where everybody's head is at, right? Like, are you and your sister fucking?
So
like,
weird. It's
are you obsessed so with weird. One another? Like, it's so
No,
so
y'all strange. Are obsessed with each other.
I have to wonder, though. He was very open through the whole show about how he was, you know, former fuck boy, shallow, yeah. whatever. Sister's met him. Sister knows who he is. And so I almost wonder if part of the reason she was adamant that he not go on the show wasn't so much about him finding the wrong girl or an attention seeker, but getting the edit that he's getting, yeah. even though I don't think it's an edit necessarily.
You mean so people don't see him for who he
well,
is?
Well, I think that's really it. I think Sister knows his history yeah. with women and dating and well, knew
yeah, your skeletons are gonna come out.
Right. Yeah. Knew okay. it wasn't gonna pan out well for him.
Do you think it was more
protective? I think realistically, yes. I think that it's a protective thing. I think that's why she didn't want him on the show. She's his older sister. She knows how he is. They don't have their mom anymore.
She wasn't ready to break up with him. So
she wasn't ready to let him off the teat. I think that's probably realistically more so why she didn't want him going on the show.
Yeah. I mean, let's hope.
He probably had to convince her of that.
Yeah. Because there are some people, like, we've all probably met somebody in life, whether it be a parent or a sibling, that's overprotective of their, like, whoever. It is weird. It is very off-putting when someone's that protective. It's like,
especially he's a 33-year-old man. Yes. He's not a kid.
No, like, and it's okay to be protective of somebody, but when you're over, it comes off as right. creepy and weird. Let's hope that's what it is, because that is wild.
I think, my theory is that was her opposition to him coming on the show in the first place. And I think that he is using the sister's disdain for the show and not wanting him to go on the show as, I think he's really leaning into that. I think he's using his sisters and his friends as an excuse because he can't get over the fact that she was sleeping with this guy who has a better body than Dave.
Right.
And not a better face. Dave's got a better face. But Dave is really insecure, right? He's very shallow. So you have your fiance, mm-hmm. you know, your future wife, who you find out is up until a couple weeks before coming on the show.
Yeah.
Sleeping with this guy who's buff as shit yeah. and works out all the time and all this other stuff. And he's connected to your friends
that
and
is
in your friend
the
group.
Wild point. Yeah.
I think he was really insecure. Yeah. I think his ego was hurt because they hadn't slept yeah. together.
Yeah.
Because he's probably thinking, oh, she's this sweet but teacher, how such a that, good though? Girl. And she's got this fuck buddy that yeah. she's with before I come up before
the
she
fact,
came on
the
show.
Chances of them like being like that is such a wild connection right. there. That sucks to go on a show to like sucks. Meet somebody new and then they're like, well, actually we are connected by the it's like oh
so God, I but. Think his I think his friends and sister gave him the information and I think he was so caught off guard that he had this image of Lauren in his head of being like the good girl,
she wasn't
the
who
pure
he thought.
Girl yeah. and she wasn't who he thought
I mean,
and
she's still
his
pretty
ego
freaking
hurt.
Pure like that does not mean
correct
like
we know that but yeah. But a man who's egotistical
yeah,
and
right,
womanizing
true. Yeah
he's not gonna see it that way
yeah meanwhile and, you're dating your sister so what
he's a little soft in the tummy and this guy's shredded mm-hmm. and he's and
feeling some kind of way
he's insecure. So I think it was those things. I think he couldn't get over that. And so he was just using his sister and his friends as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Because she talked about that letter, right? That she wrote yeah. his sister. He never even gave it to her. Like, why wouldn't you give that to your sister? If you truly wanted your sister to hear your fiance out about a situation, why wouldn't you give her the letter? He could have said, I tried giving it to her and she you know, she didn't want it or she didn't read it. No, he said, I didn't even give it to her. Why?
Yeah.
You're not going to do that if you genuinely want to try and rectify whatever the situation is and clear up the confusion and make things right.
If you knew long term that this is worth fighting yeah. for, yeah.
He didn't want those things because he was still so caught up with his own
no, you're
shit.
Right. Yeah.
And the fact that when his drunk ass approached her at that party, which yeah. was like so embarrassing for him. No. Slurring like, all his words.
We're good. We're good. I'm like, no.
He said it right there. He let it all out.
Oh, I know.
It was me. I'm insecure. But I love that she was just
like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. And I'm like, yes, you are. Because most women do kind of like fall back into the whole routine of like, oh my God. And she's like, okay. And he kept wanting to talk about it. She's like, no.
Well,
like,
I think she probably also realized how drunk she was.
Well, she dodged a bullet too. So there's that. But yeah, I think it's like more of like at that point, he comes with a lot. Obviously, imagine dating somebody like that. From there on out, you're always going to have an issue with his insecurity, his whatever. And like I said, of all people in freaking Minneapolis, St. Paul, wherever, you're connected by this. Like that was always going to be a factor in their relationship. Yeah. It just always would
you
be.
Have your fiance giving you her firsthand account of what actually happened. Her friends corroborate that.
Yes.
But you're going to tell her that you can't believe her.
No, for fact. I was just going to say, I love that. She was like, so you're telling me you know for a fact from someone else when I'm telling you that that's not a fact. It was not 2 days before. Or first it was a day before. Then it was 2 days before. Then it was like weeks. And I love that. She was like, you cannot say that for a fact. I'm telling you what happened. I would tell you.
She's like, I trust my friends. Oh, your friends who heard it from him.
Right.
And don't have the information firsthand.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you firsthand, my friends are corroborating my firsthand account because I was with them. So there's no way I could have been with him. And they're telling you that he's been calling them saying, let's blow up this wedding.
Right.
Let's ruin this.
Yeah.
Like, idiot. No, you chose not to believe her. Yeah. Everything he did was a choice. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
And it's really unfortunate because I actually genuinely liked them together in the pods.
So did I. I liked them together.
And I think that if this situation hadn't played out, which is a blessing in disguise for her.
For sure, yeah.
But if it hadn't played out, I do think they would have gotten married and they would have probably been really well matched for a while.
I think
inevitably
so
they would have probably split because something would have come up that would have, you know, been a catalyst for what they're going through now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Right. And the guy is psycho. Like the guy that is, you know, behind all of this.
Yeah.
Did you see he made his own Love is Blind edit for himself?
No.
Oh, bitch. I gotta find this. Okay, well, I'm looking this up. Who's our next couple?
Wasn't that it?
Oh, was that it?
Missing? I'm looking on this, just of couples. Madison and Alex.
Oh.
Why don't I not remember?
Madison is the crazy artist blonde girl that never made it out of the pods.
Oh. Wait, that was her name?
Madison, yeah. Alex was the guy that ended things with her because he didn't like how she handled the Mason and Meg situation.
Okay.
Which I thought he was adorable. I really liked her. But like, she's like, oh, I just didn't like how he handled all my shit. Bitch, you basically said, yeah, I have a lot of trauma. I can't tell you what that trauma is because I don't want it on television.
Yeah.
But just know it fucked me up. It still fucks me up and it impacts how I am. And sometimes I have trouble with it. But you're just going to have to deal with that.
Right.
And he's like,
no.
And then she's like, why don't you seem okay with that? And he was like, well, that's kind of a lot to process. Yeah. Like something's wrong with you, girl, not exactly. Him.
And like anytime you're talking about trauma, we all have trauma. Let's be honest. Anytime you're talking about that, no one's going to sign up for blind trauma like that. Now, they might be trauma that you don't discover yet until later in a relationship.
Like, give him 5 minutes to process it.
Yeah. But you also, who would sign up for trauma that you're like kind of teetering out there and like, sorry, I can't tell you. You just got to figure it out one day. No one's going to co-sign to that. No one in their right mind is going to co-sign to that.
Uh-huh.
So there's that.
Oh God. Oh yeah. He made this his own. So this guy, sorry, going back to her, hookup. Fucking Reddit. He made his own Love is Blind poster for himself and posted it on his Instagram.
Get out of here.
Time to swap leg day for love day. I had to do a double take because I thought, oh my God, was this guy on the show too? Like in the pods and he just didn't make it out. Great editing. It looks just like it. And then I saw that it wasn't and I was like, oh my gosh. And then he did a reel and it looks, I mean, very well filmed. It's
right.
Shot beautifully. And it's him like sitting down in a studio in a chair, like in front of a microphone, putting on headphones, saying like, you're going to hear the real story about everything that went on. Like basically teasing that he was doing this tell all. It was fake.
Send me that
video. He didn't do a podcast.
That's so funny. Of course he didn't do a podcast.
So it's like this guy so blatantly attention seeking.
I was just going to say he wants so bad to be famous. And sadly we're watching it because we're like, and it's working. It is working. It's the same thing with the Sienna thing back on Southern Charm. The messier you are, the more people want to know. Yeah. And even if it's so just like ass backwards and like out of left field, you still want to get to the bottom of it. You're still going to seek it out. So like old Dan or whatever, like we still want to see what he's all about.
I hope the sex was good because... Was that it worth face it?
Is not it.
No, his face is not sorry, it. That's y'all. Why I said like...
Butterface.
Dave's face, much better.
Yeah.
This guy Dan. Does like triathlons. Like
Dan
his,
and Dave.
His body's ripped. Like, yeah. So...
Wow. Well, that was enough. Okay. So last thing we were talking about is we're going to kick off March Madness here soon. So get ready for that. I
cannot even believe that it's March.
Believe it. What, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whatever?
Yeah.
All right. So...
Well, I'm excited.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, this was a long episode for y'all. Y'all are welcome.
It was. Hope you're interested in the shows because we got it. We hadn't seen each other in a minute. We've been waiting to catch up on this show.
And I was like, I'm glad we both did our homework and we came ready, locked and loaded. Love that for us.
Okay. Well, right. On that note.
Yep. All right. Love y'all. Mean it. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO!
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.